For me, there is one huge overpowering benefit, which is that I'm very, very clumsy. My physical coordination is terribly poor. I mean, I drop things. I cannot, if you throw a ball to me, I cannot catch it. So for me, moving to the computer, which is something I did about 10 years ago now, was almost overcoming a disability. And I suspect that one of the reasons that moving to computer so far is so rare is because there are a number of drawbacks with it, a number of difficulties. But for me, early on, the simple business of, for example, in a comic where you have to draw small human figures in the background, I always found this terribly difficult. Well, now I can enlarge them. So that even though the figure will be very small when it's printed, I can draw it using a large gesture and I have much better control over what I'm doing. There is that. There is the ability to undo change, to undo mistakes, and to do that very easily at very, very late stages in the drawing. This suits me because I dislike drawing in pencil. I always do, when I draw on paper, I do the absolute minimum of drawing in pencil, and then as soon as I can, I start drawing with the pen, because I just love ink and I don't like pencil. I don't know why that is, but it's always been the case. And of course, if you do that on paper and you make a mistake, you must then paint over it or scratch away the surface of the paper. With a computer, you can just undo it, or at the very worst, you can erase it as easily as you would a pencil line. So that suits my way of working much better. And finally, something that keeps me interested in comics, in anything that I'm interested in. I mean, I have hobbies. I mean, I draw comics, and as a hobby, I do photography and various other things. And I always say I suffer from the problem that what I always need is a new toy. If I have a new toy to play with, I'm always more interested. And with the computer and with software now, for 10 years, I've always been able to find enough new ways of working, enough new things to try, either through a new piece of hardware or a new program, or a new feature in a program that I've never tried before. All of these things let me change the way that I work often enough to stay really interested in what I'm doing. So it's actually been very helpful to me creatively, because it's constantly given me opportunities to try something new. But if it proves difficult or if I make a mistake, there are always ways of recovering. In a way that, you know, if I do a beautiful drawing in ink and then I paint over it and the painting is a disaster, the drawing is lost. On the computer, this is never the case. I'm very careful to not only save what I do, but to save stages, so I can always go back and change. And it's become really now ingrained with me. I actually find it difficult now to draw on paper, because when I go to conventions, I will happily sketch for people, but that really feels like something different. If I actually had to draw something that would be published and I had to do it on paper, I'd be very nervous. Art is not like mathematics or science. In mathematics or science, there are clear right or wrong answers and clear processes to reach those answers. With art, whatever is comfortable and works is the best way to work. And that means that every single person who produces art will do it slightly differently, and that's great. I do a little bit of teaching now, and the first thing I say to my students is, what I'm going to teach you is what I do. And once you've understood what I do, the first thing you need to do is change it, because you need to find what is best for you, and that will not be what is best for me.